B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
This is the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. We have very special studio guests. You know, when you think about the fabric of Charlotte and what makes Charlotte, what comes to mind are all the businesses that's been around from the beginning. And one of those businesses is the Brooks Sandwich House, now in Noda. It's been around since, what, 1973. Wow. A long time. So joining us in the studio is Lauren and David Brooks. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
We, like everyone in Charlotte, were shocked, surprised, saddened at the news of your brother's passing, David. We know that there's good news coming for the area and good news coming in general for the family, and that is that you're having an opening this Saturday.
Saturday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, starting at 10 o'clock. And normally we don't open on Saturdays, but I thought that I just wanted to make it kind of special, not in a little bit moral to my brother, because there's a huge, huge mural that's been painted on the back of the building right now, and I just wanted to make it special for everyone, and I miss getting back to work, and I'm ready to see everyone again.
Yeah, the mural is beautiful. Can we get a photo posted? Can we post the photo of the mural up on our social media?
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
It is wonderful. It's by a masked artist. You know, like he doesn't do
his
face. An unnamed.
Cool.
I think he's a stencil spray.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful. I mean, it's really good. It pops against the red brick. It's wonderful. You know, Brooks Sandwich House, whenever my mom and dad would come in town, we would always go up and walk up to the window and buy. It's like the thing. It is the Charlotte thing to do. It is the staple. And we are just so excited after the tragedy just a month ago that you see you guys are opening up again.
Is that how long it's been?
Well, it's in December, right?
Since December the 9th, yes.
Yeah. Wow. Almost going on 2 months of you not working and
almost,
what you
yes.
know as a normal life.
It's really, really been a change. And I'm just ready to get back to trying to be a little bit normal.
Yeah.
But the artist, he wanted to put the mural on the back, you know, before we opened up and everything, wanted to get through with it. And I just absolutely, that's the most surprising thing I think I've ever seen in my life. Now, he was my twin brother, but there's an image that Matt, the stencil guy, took of it, and it absolutely does not look like me at all. It is absolutely a image of my brother. And which is so cool.
Yeah.
And I think when everyone does see it Saturday, yeah. they're going to realize the same thing.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. We're getting some text messages to our studio right now. And Carpool Donna, she just texted in and said, my dad used to take me there when I was a little kid. So I'm really excited to see it open again.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm really looking forward to it.
If you're just joining us, Lauren and David Brooks are here from the Brooks Sandwich House. Lauren, a fan of the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, we reached out to her when we heard that you guys were doing your Saturday opening, reopening, I guess, as we would like to call it. We said we wanted to be involved in some way, and so we're actually going to come out there. We'll bring out the Kiss 95.1 vehicle and hang out in the morning.
Awesome.
And flip some burgers, make some...
I don't know if you want Manny to cook.
Yeah, burgers, hot dogs, mm-hmm. Liver mush, that's a really popular South thing.
Get it in, you got to get it all the way.
Yeah, got to get it all the way, mustard, chili, onion.
10 a.m. This Saturday, we're asking everyone to come out. Like, we know it's a high-profile story. It's been all over the news. And at this point, there's still a reward. It's gone unsolved.
$21,000 for anyone that has information.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we have all that information posted up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On our website at kiss951.com, and I really do hope that if there's anyone listening to our voices right now that knows anything that could help, I just say something.
I don't know what you can say, and I don't know what we can get into, but do you are you guys in touch with the Charlotte PD on a daily basis, on a weekly basis? Like, when do you?
I mean, not really. They kind of tell you about as much as they've told everybody else, pretty much. They kind of have to keep, you know, they have to keep it as low, I guess, as mm-hmm. they can, especially now trying to find someone. So, you know, I know it's just crazy, but, you know, we can't talk about it much because we don't know much. You know, right. They don't really tell you as much because they don't want to release it, I guess, but.
Yeah, they don't want to compromise the
case. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah. And by the way, Teal is here.
Yep, this is my little brother.
but he's like 2 feet taller than you, Lauren.
Yeah, we're third generation.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Trying to keep it going. We want to keep it going strong, you know.
Got to get Dad off the grill.
Yeah, okay.
He needs his time.
David, can you talk a little bit about what the community, the outpouring, and the response of the people of not just NOTA, but, you know, we go all the way to Boone, to Columbia, up to High Point, and it affected everybody because we talked about it on the station here, you know, about how shocked we all were. What did it mean to you for the community and not just NOTA to come out and show their support?
It was December the 10th, the night after my brother was murdered. The outpouring at the vigil that evening was absolutely overwhelming. I have never seen such support in a community as I have in the NOTA community. Everyone that I have known for the past 46 years and then the new vendors, everyone is just like a family, and they just came and just wanted to love on you. Mm-hmm. And that's all it was. And it was such an outpouring that I really don't have words to say. They did.
People traveled from Lincoln.
They traveled from all over. Yeah, all over just to come and see us. And I saw people that I haven't seen in years. And I just, you know, I really can't thank and appreciate everyone so much because you can't find the words to it. It's just, it was a feeling in the air that everyone knew it. There was about 300 people there that, you know, I hurt my back in a hunting accident. But I said, you know, I'm going to stand here for these people. They came out for us, so I'm going to be there for them.
I'm sure you're going to see that outpouring of support again this Saturday.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think it's going to be awesome, but, you know, I can't wait to get back to work, and I'm going to be working my grill.
Are you ready?
I am ready. I am going to be
back
working
good?
My grill.
It doesn't sound like he's ready to give up the grill yet. You might have to fight him for that.
Not quite, but I will walk around and try to talk to everyone.
All right, give that information once again. Lauren, do you guys have social media?
Can we
jump on there and all that stuff?
Yeah, just Brooke Sandwich House on Instagram. Same with Facebook. Just tag us in it, and we'll go from there.
Okay, February 1st, that's this Saturday, 10 a.m. That's when this all starts, 10 a.m.
We met. 10 a.m., come get your burger.
We met in the office a couple weeks ago when we invited you to come in, and we said, you know, we wanted to do something, so we're going to come out. We had to talk Roy into waiving his talent fee, so don't worry. you won't have to pay to have the talent fee. Don't worry. No,
my talent fee's in y'all's burgers.
I'm paying you. That's what Roy's saying. You're getting my money.
Yeah, you are.
If you're listening to this and you're not even in the NOTA area, it's something cool. I know I live out in Waxhaw, and I can't wait to bring my family out to show you guys how special it is over there at the Brooks Sandwich House. And Roy, I know once again we still don't have David's twin brother, Scott's murderer, in chains yet and behind bars, and we're still looking for information on that.
So. No, and we need to make that happen.
We do.
So if you know anything, please reach out to CMPD.
We will see everybody out there Saturday morning. You guys, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
And thank
you. Yeah, too blessed to be stressed.
Thank you so much for being such an inspiration to all of us, the way you guys are handling everything, and we're so happy that you guys are reopening. And we're excited to be there 10 a.m. Saturday morning. More details, head over to kiss951.com. Thanks, guys.
From Boone to Albemarle, it's the Meanie, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, and all the hits, Kiss95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.